Welcome to Living Orthodoxy, an invitation to a deeper life in Christ, a podcast of St. Philip Orthodox Church in Souderton, Pennsylvania, dedicated to connecting the liturgical and spiritual life of the Orthodox parish with the life of the Orthodox home, presenting the weekly homilies of our parish pastors, Father Noah Buscelli and Father James Thayer, as well as discussions of the liturgical year and Orthodox life and practice by Justin Gold and Jeff Hyatt.
Of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Beloved brothers, we come, we Christians, on Sunday to the church and participate to the divine liturgy in order to be elevated somehow, a little, from our earthly preoccupations in the world, to be elevated to heavens, to the kingdom of God. In the divine liturgy, which has, in the first part, we hear the word of God. We hear the word of God through the epistle and the gospel. And in the second part, we participate to the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ in order that our Christ will stay inside us, in our heart, in our life. Now, you heard this gospel today, which speaks about the Good Samaritan. Every part of the gospel, every history in it, resumes all the Christianity. We can, through every part, if we pay attention, to see what Christ asks from us, how to live Christian in the world. Now, we heard the story of this Good Samaritan. What is the lesson which we can take from this story for every one of us? A lawyer came to Jesus and asked him, "What shall we do? What shall I do in order to inherit the eternal life?" This is a great question for those who believe in God. How to inherit the eternal life? We believe that after this earthly life, there is an eternal life. And every one of us, he thinks that he is living eternally. But there is a death. And the question for those who believe like you, what we can do? What we can do in this earthly life in order to inherit the eternal life? Because this earthly life is short. It is a preparation for us for the eternity. Before sinning, man was eternal, and he wants, every one of us, wants to be eternal. So Jesus replied, you have to see the scriptures, the commandments of God, and you have to love God from all your strength, all your mind, all your person, and you will live eternally. But this lawyer, as everyone who has philosophy and theology, asks, how we can love our neighbor? Who is the neighbor? We have to love God. God says that we have to love our neighbors. Who is our neighbor? Normally, usually, we think that our neighbor is the one who lives with us, is the one of our family, is the one who we know. So Jesus gave the story of the Good Samaritan. And this is the main thing in this gospel. The story of this Good Samaritan who came on his way and see someone who is on the ground and beaten by robbers. And he saved him. He took him into the hotel and then he took care of him. And then Jesus asked this lawyer, who is the one who was the neighbor of the one who was on the ground and taken by the robbers? And Jesus said, the one who made compassion, who was love, mercy to the other. This is the main thing in this gospel, in this story. Our neighbor is the one who have mercy, who shows love to others. It's not only the one who is from our family. It's not only the one who is from our country, even from our religion. Everyone who makes compassion, who have love, who sense the sensitivity with the other. This is Christianity, is to live what Christ says of me. And our church thinks that the real Christian, who was the real Christian for our church? The one who is really was the neighbor to every one of us. Who was? Can you answer? Father,
Jesus
Christ. Jesus Christ is the example for every one of us. Why? Because he has love for us. Compassion, mercy. Lord, have mercy. Why? Because he has love to the end, to the cross. That's why he is the example. The real Samaritan, the good Samaritan for us. That's why we all are Christians. We all believe in our Christ and we ask him, we pray him in order to give us the strength to be neighbor to everyone in the world, in the present world, and to show love, to show compassion, to sense with the other men. This is the lesson we can say, beloved brothers, from the Gospel. Amen. Hallelujah.